Sorry, setting the bar time, Kelly.
An example of what not to do.
Right. Imagine you're accused of a crime you didn't commit, right?
Well,
you're in court.
That's scary.
Yeah, you're in front of a judge, jury, all that. So if you can manage to make it through the day without misreading the verdict, when you're the judge, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. You have one job. You have one job. You're the judge. You're supposed to read the verdict.
So this is like some serious stuff because a murder trial.
Oh, wow.
And so this courtroom footage is starting to get a lot of attention because this judge read the verdict guilty and he was supposed to say not guilty.
The verdict, we the jury find the defendant guilty as to all six counts of the bill of indictment. Sheriff, will you please hand this to State's counsel?
Okay, so he reads that and
doesn't sound like he knows he made a mistake.
And then someone off camera, you're going to hear that in just a sec. Maybe it's a juror. I don't necessarily know.
I'm sure all the jurors were like looking at each other like, that is not what we decided.
Right, corrected him. And finally, he was like, not guilty. About 20 seconds later.
And pass it over to. Wait, what? Didn't I say not?
No.
Sorry. We, the jury, find the defendant not guilty on all six counts. I apologize for my mispronunciation.
Yeah.
Your mispronunciation, you omitted a word.
You omitted a word.
A very important word.
That would have changed this dude's life. Like, this guy was on an emotional roller coaster a hot second. So there were some people that were a little bit upset at the judge.
Well, yeah.
Just because of, not because he misread it.
He
but because
very aloof about the gravity of that mistake in that moment.
That was the part. It was the casual sort of apology at the end.
Say?
He was like, "Oh, I apologize for my mispronunciation.
Left out that silly word. Sorry.
Sorry.
That's
I'm so
bad.
Sorry.
No, it's good. You're good.
So sorry.
No, you go home now.
Yeah. So again,
wow.
Setting the bar. Maybe a good idea to proofread. I mean, look, this is not Miss America. Remember that whole thing?
Sure.
This is a courtroom.
Right.
A murder trial.
Right.
And a guilty, not guilty verdict.
That is a lot. I think this would also apply to any, say, doctor handing out a diagnosis.
Oh my gosh.
Could you imagine getting
You've
that
tested
wrong?
Positive.
That says negative. I can't read
those. Negative.
Wow.
There you go. That's your study of the bar story.
Wow.
199.7 DJX.
Crazy.
Yeah. We'll post the video so you can see it yourself at Ben and Kelly Show.